Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County, Dave Doney, Joel Riley, and our special guest today, Lieutenant Drew Unteed. He's the commander of the Granville Post of the State Patrol. Sunny skies throughout the day today, high near 33, cloudy tonight, and then for Saturday, mostly cloudy, chance of snow, highs in the mid-30s on Saturday. Lieutenant, pleasure to have you in. Before we get into all the good stuff we're going to talk about with the State Patrol, tell me about Tuesday morning from a State Patrol standpoint. Just what kind of day did you have on Tuesday?
Are you talking about a busy morning? No, it started right off the beginning. As soon as you leave your house, we had, in that short period of time, we had 15 crashes that we ended up handling in countless vehicles, you know, just calling for assistance. Certainly a busy day.
Yeah. So what happened? How do you prioritize those crashes? Because, I mean, you can't get to all of them. I mean, so is it, hey, how bad is it? Do we get over there first? How does that work when you have that many crashes in a short amount of time?
Certainly. It's usually comes down to, you know, proximity to the crash. So the nearest unit will be heading to the nearest crash. Mm-hmm. We're at the whim of dispatch. So dispatch is getting the calls. They look on the map to see where our units are, and they just start stacking them on you, and you go to one, to the next, to the next. Obviously, you know, any serious or injuries or anything, yes, that becomes a priority.
Right.
And that, does it also have to do with how much the road is traveled or no?
Like no,
Route 16, maybe higher priority than, you know, a back road somewhere?
Yeah. So ideally, we have units in those areas already. So I-70 is obviously a priority. So we'll have a unit automatically down there. We'll also have some a unit that's more central to the county, 16-161 corridor. Yeah, so hopefully someone's close when that call comes out.
So remind folks of what you're responsible for. Because some people say, well, I saw a state trooper, they were driving down Main Street. Well, they're allowed to drive over there. They may have something to do. But remind folks kind of what the State Patrol is responsible for in each entity.
Sure. So jurisdictionally, the state of Ohio, all public roadways, any state property, we will handle incidents on. Not to say that we wouldn't take action if something was needed that we saw on private property. However, we would be contacting the local agency to come handle the latter part of that. But yeah, anywhere in Ohio, any public mm-hmm. roadway, state property.
Yeah. So how was your drive on Tuesday? Because you say you kind of live in Muskingum County. You had to make your way all the way out to the post.
Yes.
Were you a little white-knuckling some a little bit on Tuesday?
Yeah, morning? You know, I obviously drove slow. But before I could even make it into Licking County, I'd already rolled up on three vehicles in ditches. So that was just the beginning of that morning.
Yeah. So do you stop for each one of those?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, no, I'm assuming not too bad.
No, so, you know, we're checking for injuries.
Yeah.
Seeing if a report is needed, if damage is done, making sure they have some type of aid and route, be a tow truck, family member, what have you, mm-hmm. And assess each situation as it comes.
All right. You just took over. Well, I shouldn't say just. About a year ago, you took over as a commander of the Granville Post. Maybe let folks know a little bit about your background. Again, you're from the Muskingum County area, but I know I've had you in here before when you were just Trooper Unteed, and then all of a sudden I got, well, he's Lieutenant. What happened here? Talk a little bit about that and how exciting this is for you and your family.
Yes, sir. It's a great opportunity. I've surpassed my 15-year mark now. I've worked at three different posts in three different districts. I do call Granville home. I've been here as a trooper. I've been here as a sergeant during a portion, and now a lieutenant. No, it is an honor, and it's a challenge at the same time, and super rewarding. I love Licking County. I'm invested here. I love our partner agencies and the resources here. So, no, it's going very, very well. Happy to be here.
And how many folks are out at that post?
We have 10 troopers, 4 sergeants, and myself.
Mm-hmm. Now, you used to do the dispatching from out there. I remember a long time. Pat Snelling, I used to talk to her all the time.
Yeah.
It's all yours is done out of Lancaster? Is that how that works?
Yeah. So around 2011, 2012,
yeah.
They condensed dispatch centers. So each dispatch center handles two posts typically throughout this entire state.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, our dispatch is in Lancaster.
Yeah. And then you said they just did a big remodel out at the Granville Post.
Cool.
I mean, I remember driving by and seeing them out there working. That's got to be pretty good.
Oh, it's great. it was definitely past due. We were temporarily stationed at the ODOT District 5 office. So thanks and hats off to them for allowing us to stay there. But it is nice to be back into our building.
I'm sure you told them give you a bigger office.
Yeah, we step lightly there. But, yeah.
Put a fridge over here, a microwave over here. Yeah.
No, it's adequate.
Yeah. Boy, there's a nice answer.
Glowing response there.
It's adequate. I love that. That's beautiful. Toughest part of the job?
Toughest part of the job. Balancing, you know, home, work-life balance, right? I do prioritize my people. So taking care of people is a priority for me. You have some bad days with bad crashes, bad scenes, things that you have, death notifications. That's probably the worst part.
Yeah.
You
know? I mean, we're going to get into the crash statistics here. But we've talked before. I've had other folks out here when State Rep Kevin Miller was lieutenant. You're laughing. Sir. You're probably glad he's gone.
Yeah. love that gentleman.
But when he was here, he says, Dave, folks don't understand. One, when you roll up on a crash, you see it, you understand what has happened. He said, but man, when you got to go talk to family members, he says, people can't understand how tough a moment that is. I don't think I could do it. I mean, it takes a special person, right?
It does. You know, we have some training to that regard in the academy. You're never quite prepared until you actually have to do it. But, you know, that's part of the job also is being empathetic, kind of understanding what these folks might be feeling, be able to relay that effectively and with sincerity.
Yeah.
You got kind of a facade, though. I mean, when you're a state trooper, you kind of have to carry yourself a certain way day to day in those situations where it's a speeding ticket or a crash or whatever. So I would imagine that's maybe a little out of character for the average trooper to have to do that, deliver that kind of message.
I'd say that's accurate, yes. What we can't ever forget is, you know, we're people. We have feelings. It's okay to, you know, feel what these folks feel. And, you know, that's the hard, that may be the hardest time in their life. So we just always got to keep that into account. Mm-hmm. Utmost professionalism and take care of business.
Yeah, no doubt about mm-hmm. it. All right, let's talk crash statistics. I know for the state, it was about a week or two ago, they sent out a report that the numbers are down, but they'd seen statewide that they're starting to climb back up. I just checked the other day. We're still under last year's total. One death is one too many. I think we all know sure. that. But where are we at in Licking County? How are we seeing things here in our area?
Yeah, so the last numbers I saw, we were around statewide 4% down in fatal crashes. Unfortunately, Licking County, we are up a little bit. This year, we are at 20 fatal crashes, resulting in 23 victims. Last year, we ended the year with 17 fatal crashes with 17 victims. Of course, you know, with all the buildup around here, we do have increased traffic. Mm-hmm. That's understood. And at the same time, our goal is always going to remain the same. Seatbelt usage, distracted driving, impaired driving enforcement. The number is not in the right direction in Licking County, but we're constantly working to reduce that.
Are you seeing, is it young drivers? Is it old drivers? Is it distracted driving? Mm-hmm. Is it OVI? I mean, are you seeing any kind of specific trend, so to speak, or is it just all across the board?
This year it's kind of been kind of across the board in our county. It's pretty consistent as far as impaired driving. I think 9 of our 20 this year are impaired driving related, which is about on par of what it's been the past several. As far as area goes in the county, I mean, you could throw a dart at a dartboard, and that's where our fatals are happening in this county. Mm-hmm. Seatbelt usage, that's usually around 50%. That is 9 out of our 20 were unbelted so far this year, and distracted driving has been correlated with one of those as well.
That seatbelt thing's got to drive you crazy. I mean, you do what folks want to do, what they want to do, but that one's got to be, I'm not saying that any of them are, but that's the easiest thing to do when you get in the car.
It is. I mean, how many reminders do we have? Click it or ticket. And we have these campaigns. We have tax squads and, you know, enforcement blitzes targeting specific violations, you know, especially seatbelts. That is, in fact, the easiest thing you can do to increase the chances of you not sustaining injuries or being killed in a crash.
Yeah, it seems like day to day, I don't see a lot. I mean, I drive mostly in the day, so I don't see a lot of impaired driving. But what I see mostly, and again, Dave and I talk about it quite a bit, is the people that are in a rush. Like, they think that if you're going 75 in the passing lane, that's not fast enough because they got somewhere to be. And I don't know how to typify it other than that, where it just seems like there's got to be at least 20 to 30 to maybe 35% of people that are just trying to get to the next thing. And they're trying to get there as quick as they can. And there didn't seem to be any kind of blitz, advertising, billboard, whatever you want to say, that'll slow that down. Sure. So, I mean, how do you cope with that? Because that just flares up road rage. And I mean, it just makes everybody nuts.
It does. And I've certainly seen an increase in all of that, especially since COVID. But, you know, our world moves faster now than it ever has. And I think everyone is focused on being here, getting there on their time when they need to focus on other people a little bit. Right. But how do we combat that, you know, high visibility enforcement? We only have, you know, as many troopers as we have, but I expect our people to be out there stopping vehicles for high speed and all the other violations that we focus on to, you know, help combat that. But yeah, no, it's definitely a problem.
I like it. There are people that don't like it when, you know, you telegraph like, hey, we're going to do an OVI checkpoint and here's where it is.
Yeah.
I think that's wonderful because it makes everyone aware. And so it calms the whole community rather than just, hey, we gotcha. It's like, hey, we're paying attention and this is where we're paying attention. That to me is a very appropriate way to handle things.
Thank you. You know, you hit the nail on the head. That is the goal, is, you know, public awareness. We do it for the public. We want the public to designate a sober driver. It's a deterrent. And so, no, that's it. That's exactly our intention, is we don't want folks driving impaired, especially in the area that we're announcing that it's going to be in. We're having it there for a reason, and it's probably a problem area.
Yeah, I was going to say. And the other thing, real quick, before we take a break, I get on the State Patrol's Facebook page. My God, how many people are getting pulled over for going 100 plus anymore across this state? Especially, I know on the Turnpike, I know a lot of folks, if you've ever driven that, I mean, they're just flying by. But it just seems like everybody's like, well, you know what, I'm going to tune it up to 100, and I'm going to see where I go. If I'm amazed, I can't imagine what you guys are thinking when you're sitting in your car and there they go. That's unbelievable to me.
Oh, absolutely. No, it's super common. You know, we started really paying attention to that around, again, COVID time. Started tracking that. We do have speed cameras on certain portions of interstate that track that as well. Reason for it, I don't know. but, you know, we do use tools such as our airspeed enforcement to combat drivers like that as well.
Does Granville, I mean, how does that work? Is that through Columbus, the Franklin County State Patrol, that you guys will say, hey, we need air support here? Because I've seen you guys have used it here before with other agencies. Is that how that works? You just request and say, hey, look, we got a problem. Get over here.
Yeah, that's one way it works. Sometimes, you know, our airplane will be up and they'll radio and see if we have any units to work. We'll go to one of our airspeed zones and work. But yeah, no, it can come by request. You know, during holiday periods, we schedule them ahead of time. We do have 13 planes, 3 helicopters, and we are available for all other agencies to use as well.
Wow. Where are they at this week?
Well, I mean, Dave, they're not hard to pick out. They're flying straight lines down the road or up the road.
So. That's why I tell the boys, look up. If you see a plane that's above you and it's still there, that's more than likely.
You see that telltale hash. It's like,
that's
them.
That's
right
exactly
now.
Right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7.
Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 107.7, Newark Heath, Dave Doney, Joel Riley. Our special guest today, Lieutenant Drew Unteed. He's the commander of the Granville Post of the State Patrol. Sunny skies today, but going to be cold, high near 33. Cloudy tonight, low near 19, and then for Saturday, mostly cloudy, chance of snow, and a high near 34. You know, we were talking off air about, you know, sitting out and maybe tandem and these kind of things where you've got one trooper here or one sheriff's office. It doesn't matter. But it got me to thinking about the whole move over thing. Where if you see some, I know I have seen it, and my son one time, it was my son, I think, or my little brother from Big Brother's like, well, why are they both facing the same way? We saw two cars. I think it was cop cars. Yeah. I said, because my guess is they're going to pull over, and then they're going to wait and see if somebody comes and doesn't get over to move over, because now that's a law. I mean, it's the move over law. Are you seeing that? Are more people paying attention that when they see lights on the roadway, they're getting their boat over, staying off it? If they can, to stay out of that way?
Yeah. On the positive, I would say the public is more aware of it nowadays than years past. And a lot of it comes down to, you know, kind of the education of it. So, yeah, folks aren't expected to cause a crash in order to get it to over to the next lane, right? But we would like them to slow down as they pass. But if you have the ability, any emergency vehicle, any highway worker, essentially any of us folks with the flashing lights on the side of the road, if you have the ability to move to the adjacent lane, please do so.
And I know ODOT this year, they're seeing more and more of their vehicles be hit, correct? I mean,
yes.
It's in the work zones and that. And I told my boys when they were driving, like, look, I'm not going to be with you all the time. Don't speed through a work zone. I said, you just don't want to do it. That it's tight. Your fines are going to be double. I mean, it's... Don't do it, but yet you still see people see those orange barrows and like, ah, or if they see a this is the one that gets me. They see an arrow saying the right lane closed or left, they're going to beat hell to get past everybody so they can get over. That one I don't get either. When you're coming into its construction zone, is that a problem we're seeing?
Yes, I mean that's always a problem.
Yeah,
and our focus is on construction zones when they're in our area. Again, through high visibility enforcement and just for the public. Picture your family member working in that work zone, right? What would you expect the public to be traveling like through there?
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Those commercials from ODOT are good. When just want dad to come home or just mm-hmm. want mom yeah. to come home mm-hmm. and you're just like, slow down over there, you idiot.
Right on.
How do you pick the spots where you're going to be looking? We were talking about that, about certain areas. And again, you have limited resources as far as troopers and cars. But if Dave Doney calls you every day and says, man, I'm telling you, it's bad out here. You need to get out here. Will you guys listen to that and then try to get some enforcement into that area?
100%. Yeah, we take every complaint and concern seriously from the public. We also utilize what's called OSTATS. It's the data we keep on where crashes are happening, the crash causes and factors and so forth. So we pull that, and that is kind of a roadmap of where we should be focusing our efforts.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, every traffic complaint that comes in, we're following up on. Units are assigned to that, and we're going to monitor that area for a period of time to see if we can make a change.
Now, you got the holidays coming up. It's busy all the time, but maybe talk a little bit about what you folks are going to be doing over the next few weeks. Not that you don't do this all year round, I know, but there's a stepped-up enforcement during the holidays. Is there just some special things that you're going to be doing? Maybe talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, with increased travel, increased folks on the road, we also need to increase our manpower, right? So we'll use high visibility enforcement. We'll be focusing on, the big ones, distracted driving, the seatbelt usage, impaired driving, and speed reduction. But that's a constant. That never changes. But, we're going to be working with our partners, all the local agencies and the sheriff's office, not only in this county, but our adjacent counties, ensure people have a safe holiday.
Mm-hmm. The whole distracted driving thing, I know it's a primary offense.
Yes.
Are you giving out citations? I know just for recently, I know across statewide, I think it was like 287. And you can't stop it. If you stopped everybody, you'd never get anything done. So, I mean, are people getting that message or no?
Some are.
Yeah. The ones that got tickets?
Yeah. No, some folks do a really good job. Or you'll stop with them, they'll be parked somewhere, and they say, hey, I had to pull over and use the phone. And we certainly thank them. Just here in Licking County, this year there's been 834 distracted driving citations issued.
Wow.
Yeah. So we take it very seriously. Ever since that law was, came into full effect in fall of 23.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Ages on that? Do you have, you don't have to have specific, but I mean, you've seen it, again, across the board, it's old, it's young, a lot of times if you see these things, you think young drivers.
Yes.
Doing these kind of things.
It's definitely a contributing factor for the young folks, but it pretty much runs the gamut. Yeah, it's across the board.
Man, Unbelievable. He's
shaking his head. I just don't want Grandpa behind the wheel of a Buick checking his email while he's driving. I don't want that.
Yeah.
My little blue pill come in yet? Nope. Yeah. I can just keep driving. Right, I got no problem with it. What about OVI in our county?
Like I said earlier, 9 of our 20 fatals are OVI related this year. And year to date here in Licking County, the troopers have made 306 OVI arrests.
So more for the arrests, but does that?
Yes.
But it's more for the distracted driving then. I mean, almost.
Yeah, as far as citations
goes.
Yeah,
citations,
Now, obviously, some of those OVI arrests could have also included distracted driving citation as well.
If folks see something, what, is it pound 677? Is that still the what folks can do if they see something and they're like, I don't know about that. I maybe need to get a hold of the troopers?
Definitely, yeah. For any impaired driving, any information on drug tips, you name it that the patrol would need to know, pound 677 will get you straight to the patrol. And obviously 911's a good default for a reckless operator as well.
How do you know an OVI, somebody who may be impaired? I mean, without the obvious all over the road and that, but I know you guys go through a lot of training on that. Is it to the point where you can just kind of go, okay, I'm going to get behind this car because I've got a feeling. I'm impressed that you guys are always able to figure out who to follow and who to get.
Yeah, and it comes with experience and training. Some guys, you know, our night guys are better at it than others, right? They've been doing it for a while. You're going to have the clear violations that you would picture, you know, folks driving outside their lane or left of center, maybe running red lights, maybe driving with no lights on, things that cause you to think and do more than one thing at one time. It's a divided attention skill, right, driving. So sometimes it just comes by way of a speed stop, you know. So main point being, you're not going to find an impaired driver unless you put cars on the berm. Mm-hmm. So that's what our night shift guys do. They're stopping cars. They're smelling for alcohol. They're checking for impairment. And that's what they should be doing, putting cars on the berm, making sure they're okay to drive.
And then what about marijuana? Because, you know, when I was coming up in college and high school and all that stuff, it was illegal still. And, you know, there were people that argued that marijuana was better than alcohol because it chilled you out. Like, you might see somebody driving down the road, but instead of going 80, they're going 40. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They're waiting for the light to turn green, and then even after it turns green, they're waiting. I mean, those are kind of jokey things, but are you seeing marijuana abuse as a part of OVI arrests now too, or no?
Yes, and it's always been, you know, something that we're going to take enforcement on, impaired driving related, but you know, it falls in the same line as folks who have prescription medications. Just because you can use it doesn't mean it's conducive to driving, right? So you got to be careful when taking medications or smoking your medical marijuana that they do have impairing effects. That's a fact. And we will treat that as if anybody was drinking alcohol.
Mm. I mean, you guys got enough to worry about, and then all of a sudden they're telling you, hey, yeah, medical marijuana, go ahead and try to figure that out. All right, let's have a little fun. Tell me about the holidays in the Unteed household. Is it always, I'm Lieutenant Unteed, and I'm, you know, keep my hat on, or do you kind of let yourself relax a little bit during the holidays?
Yeah, I mean, on behalf of my family, I try to relax, right? it is hard to take the hat off at times. Yep. But no, I have three kids, and as most of you probably know, you know, I've had to budget for this holiday, so we've been getting the presents. They're excited. The tree's up, you know, visiting family. We've got some busy times ahead of us.
Mm-hmm. Kids cool or think it's cool that their dad is the commander of the state patrol. They're just like, that's dad. We don't worry about what he does for a living.
They do. They do. Like they tell their friends at school and so on and so forth, which a little uncomfortable. I'm regular Drew. When I'm not at work, I'm Drew, right? So, but no, it is cool to, you know, be looked up at it by your kids.
Sure, sure. No doubt about it. And then you guys just had your Trooper of the Year. I think it was Trooper McCall.
Yes.
Who received that award. That's a pretty cool thing. Was he excited when he got it? Or is he just like, you know what? I don't do it for this. I'm here.
Hey, he's a very humble guy. And it's just a testament to his character. For that award, you're voted that by your peers. Mm-hmm. The fellow troopers and supervisors and dispatchers, that's who put him in that position. He's a phenomenal trooper. He's got close to 4 years on, but you wouldn't know it. Looks like he's been doing it for a decade.
Yeah. Well, you've won that award before, if I'm not mistaken. Have you not?
Yes, sir.
More than once, too, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
Like, talking about modest and humble.
Modest and humble, right there. Now, I know time is short, but I got to ask. And please don't check my driving record, because it's awful. But Donnie, I'm going to call out Donnie here. Oh. Donnie has a little line about driving and speeding. He told his kids, what's the line?
Oh, okay, I got you. 7 is fine, 9, you're mine. That's what I told my boys when they were starting to drive.
So it seems, and again, I'm just reviewing, I hate to put you on the spot, but I got to ask. So is there a line, like if the speed limit's 70, and again, I told you I drive 161 between Newark and Westerville a lot, and it's 70 once you get by Granville, and it stays 70 to the county line-ish. 75, it seems like that's okay. But 80 is not. Is that fair or is that not fair?
It's a fair question, and I can't blame you for asking. It's actually very common, right? No, so what it comes down to is it's officer discretion, right? Other factors are taken into account. Is this a problem area? Have we had recent crashes, recent fatals in that area? How is the traffic flowing, you know, in general? There is not no set number. No, it's, you know, you commonly hear 9, you're fine, 10, you're mine. Mm-hmm. It also depends on the time of the day.
See, okay? I'm good then, because I said 70,
yeah.
9, you're
yeah.
fine.
Yeah,
right,
so, no, there is no hard number, but the speed limit is there for a reason, and we expect folks to follow what's on that sign.
And it seems like generally people do. I mean, generally. But like you said, morning time when people are busting butt to get to work, why, I don't know. I could see maybe racing to get home because that's your happy place. If it's not, maybe not. But it seems like those rush hours when traffic is heavier, that's when you get the people driving faster. It's like, how about midday when there's not as much car, or evening when there's not as much car? You can maybe see it a little bit more, but those drive times, people are just nuts.
Yes, you know, and through OSTATS, we can see, you know, days of the week and times during those days that are worse than others. And yeah, typically the weekends, you know, you don't have as many crashes because people aren't going to work. They don't have to be on time for things. No, it's definitely correlation there.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And you have the safety corridors. I know. I don't know if there's any here.
Yes.
You know, I think there's a couple here in Lincoln.
161 is our distracted driving safety corridor. So, yeah.
Have you seen good use of those? I mean, are folks kind of paying attention? Hey, now, for the next 7 or 8 miles, I'm in this safety corridor, or is it just like everything else? Oh, okay. Hey, nice sign. And away they go.
Yeah, whether they pay attention to them or not, I'm not sure. You know, that is putting them on notice that, hey, it's a problem here. We focus here. You might see a trooper here. Put your phones down.
Yeah.
And that's the point of it. But, you know, distracted driving in general is a problem no matter where you go.
Where you go. Gotcha. Yeah, no doubt about it. Are you responsible for any of the funny signs that I see up? I know that's ODOT, not you. But
right.
You ought to be able to do that one time. Just let a state trooper do one of those signs.
Yeah,
I think it'd be hilarious. Well, Lieutenant, it's always a pleasure having you in. Thanks for all you folks do out there. I drive by that post every single day, and I'm always like, okay, these guys are on it. So I appreciate it. Enjoy your holidays. Tell your kids. Had to cut back a little like everybody else.
Right.
So they don't get mad at you. I don't think they're going to complain about a state trooper, though. I would hope not. But thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
It is definitely my pleasure. Same to you.